Red moon, red planet, red star. If you're keen on observing astronomical events, then maybe you should head out to the backyard or the local park later today. A total lunar eclipse will be visible from across Australia early this evening. It will be observable, weather permitting, without any special equipment. It's a full moon, but when it's totally eclipsed by the Earth, the sun's rays shine through the atmosphere and create a reddish-orange light. It is quite a sight, this red moon. And what's more, the night sky will also feature Mars, the red planet, and a distant red star called Antares. To tell us more about all of this, we're joined now by Dr. Tanya Hill, the Senior Curator in Astronomy at the Museum of Victoria. Tanya Hill, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
A red moon, otherwise known as a blood moon. What is it? How red does it get?
Yeah, well, actually, it's expected that tonight we'll get quite a bright, orangey red moon because it all depends on what's happening in our atmosphere. And at the moment, the atmosphere is quite clear, so a lot of light should get through. All the blue light's going to be scattered away, leaving only lovely light, bright red light to reach the moon and give us this lunar eclipse.
And so tell us about what's happening. What's special about this eclipse? How rare are they?
Yeah, so they're about twice a year they happen somewhere on Earth, and we're actually in a series at the moment of seeing a total lunar eclipse about every 6 months, although this is a lovely one where totality is going to last almost an hour. And it's one of the things I love about lunar eclipses is the fact that they're so leisurely that if you head out this evening and you'll start to see the shadow fall across the Earth's moon, and then you'll just keep watching and it'll get darker and darker and then turn that lovely red colour.
This is a national program. Will we all be able to see it wherever we are and what time?
Absolutely. So it all happens at the same moment. We'll all be staring up at the sky. The only difference in timing is due to just the different time zones that we have across the country.
Okay, so about what time if you're on the eastern seaboard?
Yes, so if you're in Eastern Daylight Savings Time, it happens at 8:15 is when the eclipse will begin, so just adjust accordingly. Over in Western Australia, as the moon rises, the eclipse will have already begun. And so in Perth, they'll actually see the moon rise partially eclipsed just a few minutes before totality actually hits.
And the only threat to being able to see this is cloud cover, I guess?
That's right, that's right. So we're hoping that the cloud's going to stay away from across Australia and you'll see that lovely eclipse moon in the eastern sky.
There's a fair bit of rain and cloud being predicted by the Bureau on the eastern seaboard, better on the west, so maybe Western Australia will have a better view. It's a triple spectacle. There's the red planet and the red star too, Far Star. Yes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So the eclipse is going to occur in the east. If you turn around and have a look in the west, then you'll see two lovely star-like objects that hopefully you'll be able to pick out a reddish tinge to them. And the brighter one, or the one that's sitting on the right, is the red planet Mars, which is always a favourite. You know, we love to think about those Martians and what all those rovers that are zooming around on Mars at the moment. And just to the left of Mars is the red supergiant star Antares. And it's actually reaching old age and it's expanded and cooled down, which is what gives it its lovely red colour.
Oh, it's a red letter day. And there is there's some mythology around these red moons, these blood moons. Over the years, over history, they've been seen as an omen, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely, including for Indigenous Australians as well. I think it's that colour of the moon turning red that many different groups did see it as an omen that maybe someone was injured or hurt or had been killed. And when you see, if you're able to see the moon tonight to turn that colour, you can certainly understand where that would come from.
And in the Book of Joel too, it's an omen coming of the end of time.
Yes, yeah.
So this is a red moon. I've just got to ask, what's a blue moon?
Oh, a blue moon actually is one where the moon doesn't turn blue, but it's when you have two full moons in a month. And so the second full moon is known for some strange reason as a blue moon.
Okay. All right, Tanya, thank you so much. And let's hope the cloud stays away and we all get to watch it. That's great.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? Lovely chatting to you.
Astronomer Dr. Tanya Hill from Museum Victoria. And how about this for an idea? Why don't you grab your loved one, grab your friend, grab your kids, dress up in red, grab some red meat and some red wine, have a barbie as you watch the red moon, the blood moon. If you're in the Eastern Daylight Savings Time, it's 8:15 about when it starts, the eclipse begins. Queensland, 7:15, South Australia, 7:45, Northern Territory, 6:45 and WA around 6:20 tonight. Let's hope that cloud stays away.